story from the Bible. That's what God just kept telling me. So that's what I said, okay, God, that's exactly what I'll do. Because, you know, there are folks that still don't really know where the birth of Jesus Christ came from. There are still people that don't know where the Christmas story, when they watch the plays, they don't really know where it's coming from. You know, that's one thing I kind of miss. Do they do it in schools anymore? Do they do the play, Christmas plays, and read from the Bible with a Christmas story? Some of them still done it a little bit, you know. But it used to be that, you know, that's where I heard about Jesus at. That and the missionaries that came around to the school. Because my family wasn't a Christian family. I mean, you know, they believed in God, but, you know, they weren't born again. You know, I mean, all the Christmas songs that I learned to sing in school. Why? Because we had to sing those Christmas songs to go along with the plays that they had. And there would be two students up there reading the story from the Bible as the students acted it out. I think we need to get back to some of that again. I don't care who gets offended. Come on, if you're going to celebrate this season, you need to be celebrating the reason for the season. Amen. That's fine if they want to throw Santa Claus in there. I mean, you know, I understand that when you're not saved and that kind of thing. But, you know, but let's make sure we keep the true meaning of Christmas. And that's the birth of Jesus Christ. So let's pray and we're going to read. Father, we just bless you and we praise you and we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you. We don't care, Father God, if this was the exact day. This is the day that we have chosen to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, to celebrate the fact that you loved us enough to send your Son to this earth to redeem us from our sins. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this church family, God, how you've blessed us all and how good you've been to us all this year long. And so we just thank you now, Father God, as we've come together, Lord, to celebrate that birth, that wonderful birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that your blessing will be upon each and every one. Bless as we read now, Father God, and let it be special in our hearts. And let us always, always think of you, Father God, and what you've done as we read and as we celebrate. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you can go ahead and be seated. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. We're going to jump down to verse 26. And we're going to begin to read there. And I will try my best not to mumble up the words too much. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. The beginning. Jump with me to Matthew chapter 1. We'll pick up in verse 18. Matthew chapter 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was mindful to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Matthew chapter 2, once again, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when they had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over the young child, where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, if you go over to Luke chapter 2, verse 39, here's what it says. After Mary and Joseph had taken Jesus in and they had done the sanctifying that they were supposed to do, and they did what they were supposed to do with a newborn child, it says, and when they had performed, Luke chapter 2, verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Church, we are serving a risen Savior. This child that was born for a specific purpose. God loved us so much that he sent Jesus Christ to this earth so that he could be born here on this earth, a natural birth, so that he could be born as a man, and as a man be able to take upon himself the sins of the whole world. That's why we celebrate the birth. Had there not been a birth, there could not have been a crucifixion. Had there not been a crucifixion, there wouldn't have been a resurrection. Had there not been a resurrection, there would not have been salvation for every person that'll believe. I know Christmas is almost over, but as we finish the rest of it, let's just remember and think back. It's not about gifts. It's not about any of that. It's all about the fact that God loved us enough to send His Son into this world to die for us. What a wonderful God we serve. Stand with me if you would.